persecution barometer is approaching red in China. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We spoke with the leader of a Christian ministry operating in the country. He says restrictions put in place earlier this year and a new leader at China's helm are the source of rising pressure.
They are definitely putting more pressure on the local church and far more persecution than we've seen in decades. Many groups won't talk about it right now because lives are at stake.
The Chinese government is acting primarily out of fear, this leader says. Some groups expect China to hold the world's largest Christian population by 2020.
It is important right now for people to pray. Pray for doors to open, avenues to remain available so that the global church and the Chinese church can work together for the sake of Christ.
And 4 million refugee children are not receiving an education. However, Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering education through its My School program. Since it started in 2015, the program has grown increasingly. Sat7's Juliana Sphere.
Today we have about 300 episodes, and we're hoping to move with the new My School that now we will start designing it, move into more things that have to do with soft skills of a person, social rights, conflict resolution, inequality, maybe financial education, and things like that.
Learn how to provide a Christian foundation education to kids at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.